Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. With interest rates higher than they have been in literally decades, retail investors and professionals alike are once again forgetting history, donning their dunce hats and repeating the same assumptions they did the last time interest rates moved with some conviction. Approached by longer-term investment strategies which lock in the current high interest rates, most all those who have money to invest are turning down locked-in rate investments in lieu of short-term products like 3-month CDs and T-bills paying north of 5%. On the surface, having the opportunity to sock money away on only a 3-month term yet get only 5% APR sounds like a good deal. And it is, but it's not the best deal. The short-sightedness on behalf of investors and pros that continue to scoop up 3-month T-bills and CDs is solely based on the interest rate and the length of the tie-up. After all, 5% APR on a 3-month investment certainly sounds lucrative, but keep in mind the 5% is for 12 months, not 3 months, so you'd have to buy one of them every 3 months and buy 4 in a row to get 5%. That's assuming the interest rate doesn't change in the interim, and therein lies the problem. To begin with, I am constantly bringing new investments to consumers that lately have been meant to minimize risk yet provide a decent return. The minimize risk part is because it is, in my opinion, the market may have stopped its hemorrhaging, at least for now, but I highly doubt our inflation problem will go away anytime soon, and a recession looms, in my opinion, of course. Looking back on interest rates, the last 2 or 3 decades illustrates a country that has a debt problem, a big debt problem. Mainly that consumer, government, and business debt is continually increasing at an alarming rate. If debt continually increases, interest rates would, and will have to, continually decrease to make that debt serviceable. And true to form, a 3 or 5 year moving average of interest rates in the United States have a persistent downward trend. Recent memory for probably all of you listening, think of bank savings rates as near zero, and it's only recently have we seen rates as high as 5% or more. There is a reason the Federal Reserve, who set interest rates, have not been able to maintain higher interest rates for a prolonged period of time, and it's the gigantic debt levels I just previously mentioned. Every time the Feds have increased rates in the last few decades, they tend to break something, and they have to reduce rates again. Think back to the dot-com, Y2K, and 9/11 events that resulted in the Feds lowering rates to ground level in response. That resulted in the adjustable rate refinance fiasco, which resulted in financial Armageddon, if you remember. That in turn caused the Feds to drop rates again to near zero to try to fix that problem. Now the Feds are back in the up mode, and if history is any indication, they will break something again and be forced to drop rates again. Investors, however, still resist to lock in the current high rates with longer commitments. They opt to instead buy these short-term CDs and T-bills, thinking the 5% 3-month term is an incredible offering. What they fail to realize, and therefore are missing a tremendous once-in-a-blue-moon opportunity to secure high rates for years to come, is that 3-month CDs and T-bills are just that. 3 months. If the Feds drop rates again, down go the rate on the 3-month products, and you're right back to earning nothing. Yes, a 3-month CD offering an APR of 5% looks good on the surface, but historically, these terms may not stay there for very long. One might consider the longer-term offerings that lock in those healthy returns and guarantee them and your principal 100%. Although 5-year CDs and T-bills might actually be paying lower rates, there are other things that you can consider, such as long-term annuities, guaranteed annuities, laddered portfolios, and other investment vehicles that will lock in those rates for many years to come. Like the refinance craze, where many homeowners assumed when their mortgage rates adjusted they could just refinance, many investors are thinking the same thing when it comes to predicting where rates might go versus where rates can go. The bottom line is, these high interest rates might not stick around very long. Thinking they will is short-sighted and could be costly to your pocketbook. Better to look at history and use some common sense here and consider longer-term and guaranteed solutions. In other words, get while the getting's good and get those high rates locked up. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. That's it for today's Money Matters. Remember, this is not meant as investment advice nor a solicitation to buy or sell anything. This is my opinion only, not the opinion of this radio station, its staff members, or underwriters. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. I hold California Insurance License OL-34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. My name's Mark Cuniverti.